So yeah, this field that we're all creating right now is very beautiful and very powerful and very and ultimately rich. And these masters are with us right now. These incredible ascended masters are with us, you know, very much supporting the school and what each of us is doing. And so I'm going to share a process that came out of one of those books that we can just do now. It's very simple. And I had mentioned to Araya, we're going to talk or in the email about manifestation, because this is something that is such a huge issue for so many of us, like, you know, feeling a sense of lack or inadequacy about our own abilities, or there's compare yourself to the people that are super wealthy, or there's all these kind of things that you could be into. But the fact is, every single person here has the same creative power as God the Almighty, because we are, because that's that same power is available to us. And it's very hard to comprehend to our smaller minds. And that's the message the masters keep saying in all these channeled things, and it totally rings true to me. They're saying that, yeah, we're in this extremely high level and we've passed the test of the physical plane, and we don't go through all the stuff you do. But guess what? You have the same power we do. You just have to accept it and realize. It's much harder to see it when you're in this dream that you've been indoctrinated and domesticated into. So here's the simple practice that we already started in the beginning, is that you first, the first step is to go into the silence. And again, don't worry if you do it perfectly, that your mind is perfectly still. I mean, you know, just those are all just abstractions. It's more just follow your breath. In other words, this, I'm just going to say what this process is, and we can practice a little bit here with each other, is that, because this is a big part of being a spiritual warrior, is claiming this power of manifestation and not being afraid and letting all your issues get in the way. Ultimately, I believe that if anybody here fully owned your power of manifestation, you wouldn't just use it to amass money in the bank. I mean, that would be, you know, that will happen, but you'd probably want to give a gift to the humanity. You probably want to help relieve people's suffering, and you know, because that's what the heart really wants. And then there's definitely individual things that we can and should manifest, that our own personal purpose and our own well-being, and that's perfectly great too. So manifestation is when you are acting as the divine, and your thoughts and your will and your intentions are lined up and are not separate from the divine. And so the process that was in this book that really has inspired me, I've been practicing, is that you first go into the silence as much as you can, and just simply the way Buddha taught is you follow your breath. Very simple. And whenever your mind wanders, you bring it back. That was his very simple practice called Anapana. And there's different like techniques of that, but that's the basics of it. So you do that for a while till you feel like you're more or less in the silence. And putting the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth really accentuates that, on that point right behind your two front teeth, master hookup, and having your feet flat on the floor, either that or being in a lotus, either of those is very good for groundedness. And then the next thing is, once you feel you're somewhat in that, you tune into the love in your heart. The physical heart's a little bit to the left of center of your chest, and then the spiritual heart is slightly to the right. So it's a little bit different than where the physical heart is. And you just see this radiant sun there of pure love. And just tune into that feeling of love. I mean, on this call, it's probably pretty easy to do that because we have such a great group of people and we've been having a love fest here for a while. So just tune into that and feel like you're expanding it out. And that's step two, if you want, you know, for the linear mind to break this down. And then you basically just, within yourself, just say, I align my thoughts and my desires, my intentions with the divine. I'm not separate from that. And then just kind of be open to what does the divine want to create through me. And it's okay to have a little bit of your mind there. It does not, you know, I mean, others, if your mind has some thoughts about that, that can be useful too. But the main thing is try to sense on a deeper level, what is it that you really want to create or do or contribute? And it can be something very simple, like, when I go to traffic court tomorrow, I want it to walk away having just as much money as I do now. I mean, Like I had a situation like that. I got a letter from the California FDA that could have been very threatening and really jeopardizing my microcurrent business. And I just chose to have a lot of trust. And as I see it now, there's going to be no problem whatsoever from it. Because I'm just intending that I don't live in drama. I'm not living in fear. And I'm not creating external situations to mirror fear. So it seems like all these little things come and then they just go. And they're not problems. So whatever it is that you want to manifest, just then the step after that is that you visualize it. You feel the feelings and emotions as if you already have it. That's very key. And they say without your feeling body, manifestation won't work. You can't just visualize it. That's not enough. So you visualize it and you feel. Because this is where you step in the fifth dimension, where everything already exists, where there's not like a goal orientation. The fifth dimension, you're already perfect. You don't nothing to achieve. So just feel the fifth dimensional part of you where you already have it. So if let's say the desire is I want to meet my soulmate and have a beautiful relationship, instead of feeling the longing for that person, you let yourself feel how sweet it is being with that person. So it's a little different, you know, state of mind. Or if your desire, I want to create this, like, you know, Lauren was talking about creating this new business where he's serving people on a higher level. Well, then instead of thinking of it as something in the future that you just feel like, okay, I'm in that now. I have this big full appointment book. I have this beautiful office. I have all these people are coming. Their lives are changing. And just feel the emotion of that. And then the last step is taking action. So you put this thing out and then you get the guidance of what your actions are, which your logical brain could certainly help with that part, but also coming from your inspiration, you make sure you write it down. You have to write it. So I remember in the, I think it was the Ten Commandments, the Pharaoh of Egypt said, "So it is written, so it shall be done." And there's a lot of truth to that. You have to write it down to make it real. So then that's, and then you actually take actions and you put it in your day timer, your Google Calendar, whatever it is, and you actually do the actions. So that's the process. I'll just review it one more time. You go into the silence. And when you feel like you're relatively silent as much as you can be, then you tune into the love and radiance in your heart and just beam it out. And you align your will and your intention with the divine very simply. And trust that that is so. And then visualize that thing already existing that you're intending and feel the emotions that you'd feel as if they're already existing. Bask in that as much as you can. Literally, that's the creative process. That's how things manifest. Now, whether it's what we call quote unquote God in heaven or whatever it is, or whether it's a human being, or whether it's a corporation rolling out a new car design, somewhere along the line, the same process had to happen or it wouldn't come into manifestation. So, or somebody writing a symphony, or Shannon coming up with her latest webinar, whatever it is, like it comes those ways. So, and then whenever you're ready, you write them down, you take action. So you want to play?